This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour now. It's time for our weekly review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of the charts as the research is done each week by Talkers Magazine. The editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine is one Michael Harrison, who unfortunately has a pretty bad cold this week, but I think we'll be able to discern what it is because he has such a wonderful, strong voice, even though...
Wonderful, strong voice. Totally brought to you by AI today.
Yeah,
I'm typing into my keyboard everything I'm saying, and it sounds like me.
Fabulous, amazing.
But, what can I say? Now I get the bug, but it's only a bug. Everyone says, "Is it COVID? Have you noticed how many people have COVID all of a sudden?"
Crazy. Bug them. This is not on the story list, but I'm going to vent a little bit for a moment because the announcement was made this week by Pfizer that they are going to double the price of the Paxlovid or whatever that stuff is called that you take if you have a bad case of COVID. Double the price. How does that serve the public? Under you tell them, well, I mean, it's a business, so okay, it's a business. But it does seem, a lot of people are not getting the vaccines, but a lot of people, the stats, according to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and both the doctors that are on the Good Day program, Jack Stockwell, both of them have been talking about the numbers, and the numbers really aren't there. But the news media, as usual, is stirring the pot, trying to scare people because it's good for business and they can sell advertising to Pfizer. And so around and around we go. Anyway, I thought...
When you say the numbers are not there, you mean there aren't...
the number of cases.
An uptick in cases? Because what I said to you was anecdotal. It seems to me I'm running into people who are saying that they... have COVID.
Because they don't, unless they've tested and have positive, they can say that. But most of the stuff that's going on, COVID is just a flu. It's another form of flu. That's what it is. And so the flu, people, the confusion is, do I get a flu vaccine shot or do I get a regular COVID shot or do I get them both? Or is there a vaccine that puts them both together? And the answer to that question is no, not this year, but apparently next year that'll be something that you can get all at once if you want to get a vaccine.
I'm picking up lots of controversy out there in terms of the old issue about how safe is the vaccine.
Yeah.
People are still talking about that.
Yep.
And again, as objectively as I can report my observation, it seems to be less marginalized. In other words, people from across the political spectrum are.
Yes. Yeah,
have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, I've noticed. I want to have you do the stories and the people list in a second, but as long as we're on this too. Then number four issue this week on the story list are the presidential candidates, the presidential race. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who one of his mainstays is to be, I don't know if anti-vax is fair, but he's against some vaccines and claims the reason he sounds the way he does is because he had an allergic reaction to the COVID vaccine. And as a result of that, a lot of attention, and frankly, his numbers are going up every week, so a lot of people are paying attention to him, and I think that goes down the road that you're talking about, Michael. People just are getting into a position of thinking, well, maybe this stuff isn't as good for us as we were told.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what I'm noticing, but again, you know, it was so politicized several years ago at the height of, I mean, even Donald Trump was walking, you know, the line. He was on the fence between being for and against the vaccine. On one level, he was beating his chest that he made the vaccine happen faster, but he wasn't beating it that loud because a lot of his base were against the vaccine.
Right,
and,
but
and
he
remember how he did
through,
that dance?
He was about as sick as anybody can be and still survive. A lot of people didn't know that. He was touch and go for 2 or 3 days. He was very, very
sick. They gave him the
all the old stuff he was talking about.
The monoclonal blah, blah, yeah, blah, whichever, yeah. whatever, which is sort of like Paxlovid. What it does is it stops it from advancing. It doesn't yeah. kill it. It just it blocks it from going yeah. further within yeah. The nervous system. I don't want to do medical stuff in terms of I'm not a doctor. But it... It worked, and he had the best possible care. And yep. You know, and I remember him standing up there on the balcony and going in the car. And you can be sure he felt like crap.
Yep.
he was sure putting did. On a he was putting sure. on a smiling face. But yeah. he never came to terms with where he stood politically on the
I think he did personally, but he didn't want to do it because his base, as you said. So well, a couple of minutes ago, his base didn't like it. And why doesn't his base like it? Because the other people like Trump who are on that side said, I don't get the vote. You know what? It's like every other thing in our existence, it seems these days. It's all political. Look up and down the story list and tell me that there isn't one thing there that isn't political.
Everything is political.
The Holloway murder.
That's why political talk radio, even murders are political. That's why news talk radio is so popular, is people like politics. Mm-hmm. And politics is interesting, and they like crime. They don't like to be victims of crime. They don't like having crime, but crime is an interesting subject.
Yeah,
and isn't that amazing? These are stories. So let's go through these stories, or do you
Please.
Want to take a break? Okay,
you know I wanted you to go through the story.
All right, the aforementioned Holloway murder is at number 10, although that's slowing down as we head into the weekend. At number 9, North Carolina redistricting. That's an interesting situation. Crime and homelessness at 8. At number 7, U.S. migrant crisis. At number 6, China's New World Order mission. The Russia-Ukraine war is at 5. At number 4, the big one, the 2024 presidential race. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. And that's tied with a late-breaking story that has just taken that story by storm. And that is that Sidney Powell has pleaded guilty. She pled out as
well. She made a deal.
Well, she made a deal, but she has to tell the truth.
Yeah, she does.
I don't know if she's capable of telling the truth. I've never seen anybody.
Okay, thank you.
As yeah. smooth.
She's very smooth.
She's. Yeah. mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anything. I've already said it. There you go.
Yeah, you said it with
Sidney. Yeah. Sidney Powell. At number 2, House Speaker battle. And number 1, the Israel-Hamas war.
Remember the romantic interest, Michael Douglas, when he was the president? The love interest that was played by Warren Beatty's wife, whose name is completely
Annette Bening.
She was her name was Sidney. That's very interesting.
Are you accusing Biden of being involved with Sidney Powell?
Oh my God! Wouldn't that be exciting, huh?
Woo-hoo. That would be the stuff of great
right.
great
Books.
Movies.
Yeah, yeah. right.
On
yeah.
the People Survey, we have what a waste of a cool name, Joran van der Sloot.
Yeah, bad
and,
guy.
Natalie Holloway.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom is at 9. At 8, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping. Remember, we had trouble pronouncing Xi Jinping years ago. Mm-hmm. At number 7, GOP candidates and the aforementioned RFK Jr. And the question there is he a GOP candidate or a Democrat? At number 6,
he's running as an independent. Listen. Who's he going to hurt more? No, that's always
but that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right, exactly.
At number 6, we have Letitia James, Tanya Chutkin, and Sidney Powell. At number 5, Donald Trump. At number 4, Matt Gaetz and Patrick McHenry. Benjamin Netanyahu's at 3. Number 2, Jim Jordan. And number 1, Joe Biden. And
every time you see a picture of Netanyahu, don't you think about that often? When I saw him hugging Biden the other day, which is just kind of a surreal picture in and of itself, but interests align, and so now they're buddies. But our time when you and I were in Israel, we went into his office like a closet. And, we sat down.
It was a point table. He sat down, and there we were with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah. Right.
And
You know what? They're all human beings. We're all the same. We put our pants on one leg at a time. We have to take a shower and poop every day. It's just some people get into positions that are more notable, shall we say. But he's like all the rest of us. We're here trying to deal with our lives and how we make the best of them. Now, I found him to be an interesting character, but then because the business that you and I are in, we talk to interesting characters, compelling stories every single day. His was another interesting, compelling story, but was it unique? I don't know. I just found him to be a very interesting sort. And the scenario that we were in at the time was also very, very interesting. Remember when we walked in? Who was the former prime minister who said, "Can I help you?" Perez. Who walked around like he was the... Who was that? Is that Eric Shimon?
Shimon Perez.
Shimon Perez. That was...
Comes over to us and goes, "Can I help you?"
Yeah.
He said, "Can I help you?"
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're looking for Netanyahu's office.
I think at that time he was the president of Israel. That's, you know, the prime minister and the president of Israel, two different jobs. One is largely ceremonial.
Yeah.
And one is, you know, unceremonious.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and on a great-looking dark suit. I remember that. He's a little guy. That's like, that was like yesterday, feels like, in the manner of speaking. All right. So we've got the stories that people are going to dig into them in detail in a matter of moments here, because there are a lot of things. Michael is very good at putting things into perspective. And so I want to talk about Representative Jim Jordan and what we should be thinking about him, because that is the number two story. That's an item on people's minds. But in the meantime, I want to send you to Las Vegas to have a good time. A lot of people planning last-minute road trips. Here's what you do. You call 800-419-3684. All right, 800-419-3684 for 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin. One of the things that confuses people sometimes is when you are trying to contemplate the actual value of this program versus another. But it takes a commitment, I think, as much as anything else. You got to really decide that you want to lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off?
Like you said, a lot of those other diet products out there, they're short-term fixes. They're quick fixes. They're lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know, with Calitrin, it's not going to be a quick fix. You're likely not going to see just a whole lot of weight loss results in the first week or two. But you give it time to work, and you're going to start seeing that healthy weight loss.
So what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free. But we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. The Top Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so let's get to some of the things here that I know Michael would like to talk about. Michael Harrison is here, as he usually is, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're reviewing what has been the major discussion points, the charts for this week, October 16th to the 20th, available at talkers.com, also gooddayshow.com. Let's go to the number two thing, because there's a lot of yak about Jim Jordan, who apparently wants to take a third shot at being the Speaker of the House, remembering also that it took McCarthy, 15 shots before he got in. There's not any favorites. The Republicans are eating their young, as they usually do, and fighting amongst themselves, so... You know, what's it going to do? It's going to cost him seats at the election, I think. What do you think?
I think it's when you say it's going to cost them a seat at the election.
No, so seats. Next year when they have elections again for Congress, I think the Republicans are screwing themselves right now because they're so disorganized and angry at guys like Gates who are screwing up the party, and the Democrats are loving it. So.
Now, the interesting thing is that the when McCarthy was running, his problem was with the opposite end of the spectrum in the party. It's hard to tell where the battle lines are drawn.
Yeah.
It's so complicated now, the GOP, and they're basically held hostage to a small group.
Right, from one or two guys?
Yeah, they have it because they have such a thin majority. Well, there's no question in my mind that they run the risk. There's no question they run the risk. That's a kind of a temperate statement of losing seats and immediately losing the majority.
Yep.
But they also run the risk of losing the general election.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny how, you know, it's like we take one step at a time in making predictions. But the general election is something that is very, very hard to predict at this point in terms of if it's Biden and Trump.
Ugh.
I mean, not to mention Trump's situation is very hard.
President in jail. See the headlines. And there's some talk that Trump is thinking, you know, it's probably just talk, but who knows? Interesting talk that Trump wants to have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. run with him. I don't think Kennedy would run with him. Can you imagine how apoplectic his family would be?
Yeah. I personally don't think that Robert Kennedy is a strong candidate. I think that he's an oddity.
If the election were today, I'd vote for him.
You would.
Yep, absolutely.
I give why? To think about it.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because I think he represents a lot of quietly misplaced the focus on issues and the way that they're being framed by the news media. I think he pulls us away from the constant frame of the right versus the left and the so characterization of what's good and what's bad. I think he gives us a lot to think about because he's such an anomaly even in his own family. And the issues, the way he feels about some of the issues, vaccines seem to give him the most hooch, but there are plenty of other things that he has positions on that are, for my taste, what I, you know, I'm kind of an independent bloke, a libertarian, and he's got a lot of that in his closet, in his couture, in the way that he's presenting himself. And so who says he has to be like all the rest of the Kennedy family? His name gives him some credibility, and he goes from there. And the news media is not going to like him because the news media is liberal, and they don't like guys like that for the most part.
You really think the news media is liberal?
I think there's way too much liberalism in traditional media. I think that we have the right-wing outlets that are prominent and have had an important sway in a lot. But I think the electronic media especially is extraordinarily left of center. All right, having said that, got to pause here now with Michael at 28 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden announced from the White House Friday that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He stated that he had secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. As part of this agreement, an initial convoy of 20 trucks carrying essential supplies like food, water, and medicine will be allowed to enter the Gaza Strip. Amazon employees who still refuse to comply with the retail giant's return-to-office policy may soon get the boot. Business Insider reported the company circulated new guidance to managers this week, informing them that they can now fire those workers who failed to report to the office at least 3 days a week, and laid out the process for how such terminations should go. Employees still not making it into the office enough after that could face a pink slip. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah, Florida. The evening event will be at Ted Hendricks Stadium. President Trump is slated to appear on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program, here to continue our focus on the charts. Number one this week, which is the biggie, the ground invasion, which as we do this program is expected before the... They're going to pound the Israelis, you can be sure, will pound the hell out of the Gaza before they send their troops in. And so there's no question, as we do this program, they're getting ready to go in. And over the course of the weekend when this program airs, there certainly is going to be a lot more. The comments from both sides, the protests. Michael, what do you make of this in terms of other things that have been like this over the years that have been pursued by talk radio hosts? I'm wishing Gene Burns, the late Gene Burns, were around right now to really put this thing into perspective. He was always great at doing that. I don't know that we have a Gene Burns around now, but at any rate, how's this thing just goes on and on and on. Are we talking about it differently, or is it pretty much the same as with other Israeli conflict?
It's more of the same, and I mean, there's so many things about this that kind of break your brain. You know, it's hard. What's the expression? Wrap your brain around it.
Yeah, 4,200 people are dead as a result of the last.
Exactly. You know, it's very hard to justify any of it. Yeah. However, if you look at it from the standpoint of the people there, as opposed to our own sensibilities, it's a matter of survival, and it's a matter of great passion and rage. The conversation here always borderlines on anti-Semitism. These type of things give people an opportunity to express parts of maybe their anti-Semitic nature. It does exist.
I don't understand. You know what? Honestly, and I'm gonna throw this out there. There's a toot that I get on, but you just pushed a button with me. I don't get it. And I never have. There's been anti-Semitism for millennia. You go back to way, way, way back when the Jews were slaves of the Egyptians, and you go back further than that. What is there about the Jews that everybody, not everybody, but certainly the Arabs, I know, I get the Palestinian and Israel stuff, but this is just another thing to not like the Jews for. What is there about Jews that bring so much animosity out in people? I've never understood it. But both my children are married to Jewish people. My son's married to a Jewish woman, and my daughter's married to a Jewish guy. Mm-hmm. And so does it make a difference? I don't care. It doesn't make a difference to me. I see two children have come from the love that those folks have for each other. And, man, there's nobody in the world I love more than those two kids. So,
But the issue of anti-Semitism, I mean, you just touched on it, and it's very interesting, and we can talk about it for hours. But the fact of the matter is the issue of anti-Semitism comes into play anytime Israel is involved in any type of warfare. Mm-hmm. And Israel is a tough customer. They
sure are.
They don't mess around when their existence is on the line. And there are a lot of things that conspire to make this a tough situation, like the tremendous amount of people and the number of people that are all packed into this this heavily populated
area.
And, and basically the Hamas uses its citizens as human shields.
Mm-hmm.
puts them in that danger. So who are you going to blame? Some people just don't have the patience for wanton killing. And, you know, I sort of fall into that category. I find it very difficult to justify any of it. But I have to say, I come down entirely on the side of the Jews and Israel, because I've been there and I see the situation. And if they were not faced with what they're faced with, they would not be operating the way they do. That's my own experience.
It's results, you know, exactly. The result of circumstances bring it to the point. And then, as you said, the rest of the world kind of gets brought in, the hatred for America by the Iranian government and others who like to see us slip on a banana peel.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that
Israel is our ally.
Yeah.
In an area that really is basically un-American.
Yeah.
We have to decide what Americanism is in this country. We have to decide what do we stand for. If we don't stand for anything.
Well,
we don't stand for truth, justice, and the American way.
Because there's so much information that's wrong or confusing.
Exactly.
And then I was looking at this State Department official who left. His name is Josh Paul. He resigned from the State Department because he didn't like what President Biden did and said when he was in Israel. And so he thinks that the Israeli government has caused this humanitarian crisis. Hello? They didn't start this. I don't understand what's so difficult for people to see.
Look at what they did.
They do it.
What they did to the Israelis.
How is there confusion? Why are there protests on college campuses with kids supporting the Palestinian movement? Well, college professors who are happy to teach the wrong stuff, and people say, well, who are you to judge what the right stuff and the wrong stuff is? Hello, look at the FACT, the facts. That's what you look at, and a lot of people don't want to do that. Hard to find them sometimes, but you see them from the from space. They have the satellite picture of the missile being launched from Palestinian territory and hitting the hospital. There's nothing coming from Israel. What more proof do you need? Well, people said, I was doctored up.
Well, people, yeah, exactly. But the issue has spread in terms of conversation on talk radio to the role of the New York Times and the Washington Post in terms of their coverage of it, that they immediately printed that it was an Israeli rocket that caused all of the mayhem at the hospital, the death and destruction. And it turned out that it was not true, and they retracted it. Well, a lot of people are now saying, "Ah, see, fake news. The New York Times is anti-Israel."
I think they've had a tradition of being anti-Israel, frankly.
This is part of the confusion of not only what does it mean to be an American, but what does it mean to be a Democrat or a Republican? What does it mean to be a liberal or a conservative? Who's the good guy this week? Don't you hate it when people you despise are on the same side you are?
I don't despise anybody, but I know what you're saying.
I'm talking, I do.
And you do
despise people. You have to. We all do.
It's the human condition. So then there's the next thing. There are other missiles that are flying around that aren't from the Palestinians and aren't from the Israelis.
Yeah, false flags.
The Navy has downed some missiles that were headed toward Israel that were shot out of Iran or some group from, they're actually in Yemen, but they get the missiles from Iran. And meanwhile, the Iranian people are very angry because many of them, if not most of them, don't like the Ayatollah. They don't like what Iran is doing. It's a well-educated country. And then you see the confusion or the, hey, why is it if they're so well-educated, they allow a guy like that to be in charge? Good question.
Well, that's a good question. A lot of people around the world say that about the United States. How could they have allowed a guy like so-and-so to be in charge? Or how could they allow what's going on in the Congress to happen?
Yeah.
You think that gives our allies around the world any kind of security or comfort when they see the Republicans who control the House can't control themselves?
Yeah.
So
it's
a sticky wicket, to say the least.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very hard, you know, in a couple of minutes to explain all this. Not that you and I are geniuses, but it's obvious that this is a very difficult set of circumstances to come to any kind of clarity on.
Yeah.
And all I hope is that this thing slows down, because regardless of who's right or wrong or who started it, we are dangerously close to this escalating into a world war. And that's what has to be avoided.
Yeah, obviously.
Because no one's going to win in that. No one's already. Look at the pain and suffering that the microcosm of a world war is happening right now between Palestine and Israel. So imagine if all of a sudden China's involved, and Taiwan is involved, and Ukraine is involved, and Russia's involved, and Iran and Syria are involved, and North Korea gets into the action. Bing, bang, boom. How do you know who's sending missiles and who caused it? You know, you're going to start doing inquiries. You're going to get rage. You remember the rage that existed after 9/11?
Yeah.
Rage. And that's when people say, blow them all up. Who gives a damn about their babies? Who gives a damn about their civilians? You know, and then you wind up killing the people that you're trying to liberate. You blame the people for their governments that are at fault. And you said it before. How could intelligent people like the Iranians allow Ayatollahs to run their country?
Yeah, yeah. And so
there you go.
Yeah.
I know. There's not much left to say. You know, it's true.
Yeah. I was just looking as you were talking about that. Something flashed on my screen about the auto strike, and the additional layoffs that have come from the strikes. And here's something that is a very important American story that is, you know, all the big three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, they've got strikes going on now in 22 states. And who's talking about that? It isn't even on the story list this week because it got edged out by other stuff. But it's an important thing that affects America. Does it affect the rest of the world? Yeah, because we sell our cars, other than Toyota, most of the cars in the world are from the big three in America. You don't see any. By the way, you know, we talk about the Chinese and the rest of their South Korean cars, the Kia and the what's the Genesis and what's the other one? It's a Hyundai. Those are Korean cars. Mm-hmm. But who do you see anybody driving a Chinese car? See anybody driving a Russian car? I haven't seen any of those people. I don't see any of those cars around.
I got to tell you, one of the things that I judge countries' ability to compete in the big picture, this is just my own personal bias, is how big or prestigious or dependable their auto industry is.
Right.
And if countries do not have automobile industries, I consider them lesser developed no matter who they are. And the Russians do make cars, but they're crappy cars. The Chinese make cars,
awful.
But they're crappy cars.
Awful. Yeah.
But the Swedish make good cars. The Germans make great cars.
Yeah.
The Asians. Now, and I'm talking about South Korea and
Japan.
They make great cars. And so much of what we consider to be an industrial advanced nation is reflected in their automobile industry. You brought up a very interesting insight.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And there is, we look at this stuff. And the other thing that we don't have this week, we would, if it wasn't for the damn war, we'd be talking about Hurricane Norma. And what's the next hurricane? It's Category 4 storm as we're doing this, but it's on the Pacific side. The you know, all of the warning, the news media, look out, going to be a horrible season for hurricanes on the East Coast. Nothing. Really? A little trouble in Florida, nothing serious. And so you go to the West Coast, oh, look at this, another hurricane. When we were kids, there were never hurricanes on the West Coast, right?
Well, hurricanes usually are on the East Coast of places.
Yeah.
In Asia, they call them monsoons. In America, they call them hurricanes. Yeah. It has to do with the nature of how the world turns.
Yeah.
And
La Nina versus El Nino. Yeah,
this is indicative of some kind of strange weirdness going on.
Uh-oh.
The fact that we're having hurricanes on the west side of a continent.
Yep. All right, well, we threw a couple of extra curveballs at you there, boys and girls, but you can find the story list, as I remind you often, at talkers.com. And by the way, there's a great interview that Michael did with Harry.
Harry Hurley.
There you go. Great. Check it out. MHinterview.com. Let's spend a minute here on the countdown to go through the official list, the people list. We've had 10 stories every week, and then 10 people that go along with most of the stories. At number 10, Natalie Holloway, and the continuing focus on, well, actually the confession of the fellow who killed her. Gavin Newsom is 9. Vladimir Putin is at 8. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at 7. Letitia James, well, the judges, let's just put it that way, and you know what I'm talking about, at number 6. Trump's at 5. The fellow who is sort of acting Speaker, Patrick Henry, is 4. Netanyahu is 3. Jim Jordan is 2. And number 1 on the list is Joe Biden. Interesting that Scalise didn't make it in the list. I would have put him in there with Henry, McHenry, but then I didn't do the list. I'm Doug Steffen. That is the list from Talkers Magazine.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. It's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin. The charts for the week of October 16th to the 20th, according to Talkers Magazine, 10 stories. At number 10, the continuing saga of the killer of Natalie Holloway, or the Holloway murder. Number 9, redistricting issues. Number 8, crime. Number 7, the migrant situation. At number 6 this week, the China statement on the New World Order. It's been not getting as much attention as it ought to because of what's going on in the Middle East. And number 5, the war with Ukraine. Not much conversation about that. Number 4, presidential race. That's kind of been on the back burner. Pretty much everything's on the back burner. Number 3, the Trump legal battle stuff and the fact that Powell, this one is of interest and import. Powell pleading guilty. That's number 3. The battle to see who's going to be the House Speaker, which as of the time I'm doing this list has not been settled yet, and of course the war with Israel and Hamas. Number one this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us as usual, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's an attorney, a college professor. He founded an important website called Scamicide.com. And as a lawyer of note, that's been his main thrust, his main input on the countdown over the years has been to take some of the stories and give us the legal side of it. So number nine on the countdown story list this week is the focus on the redistricting in North Carolina. What do we understand? What do we know? What do we not know? What's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, the part that everybody knows is the Supreme Court is going to is hearing another redistricting case, and this is something that has gone on a lot, and it has to do with gerrymandering, the idea that whatever the party is that's in power in a particular state, they will just kind of change the size and the location of congressional districts to allow that party in power to continue their strength. And for instance, even though the Republicans hold the House of Representatives, they actually got fewer votes than the Democrats did. However, here's the fascinating part. So this case is going to the Supreme Court. In 2019, the Supreme Court took a case dealing with gerrymandering, and it had to do with gerrymandering that was done for political purposes. And what the Supreme Court said was that is something that has to be left to the states. So here's the deal. The argument that is going to be made, if it can be shown that this was a redistricting that was done to restrict racial basis, then it will be found to be a violation of the law. If it is found to be done for political purposes, we just we just arranged this so that we would win the election. Because South Carolina doesn't have any laws prohibiting that, the Supreme Court would say it was okay. So it's some of the states, for instance, Texas allows gerrymandering for political purposes. New York doesn't. It depends on state law, but you really have this ridiculous thing where in some states you can out and out say, yeah, we're gonna change it just so our party can win. But if it's done for purposes of discriminating by race, then it can't be. My prediction is you're going to get a conservative Supreme Court here that is going to say that this is a racial matter, and they won't allow this redistricting. And partially because the three-judge federal district court that ruled on this by facts in South Carolina said that it was done racially was the predominant motivating factor. And when the Supreme Court deals with a case, they only deal with the law. They don't deal with facts. They say other courts have had the access.
Don't confuse me with the facts. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. But on the instant, you know, they don't have witnesses either, so they leave it to lower courts to determine. So we're in this place with, yep, if they decide that it was done purely politically, you know, go at it. If not, if they find it was racially, and I think they will in this case, it will, and they will do away with the South Carolina districting.
Number three on the story list this week from Talkers is the pleading of Sidney Powell, and what deal, kind of a deal. So is she going to sing? What's the deal?
Like the proverbial canary. Sidney Powell is the latest and probably one of the most important to flip. And she pled guilty and got probation, not any time. Probation, a fine, and she has to issue a written apology. But why she's important is she was in on all of the meetings that were discussing the strategy of challenging the election on really what were fraudulent grounds. So her testimony will be pretty strong. Of course, if you are a defense lawyer, you know, the defense of President Trump is obvious that she's just saying whatever the prosecutor wants to say. Exactly, to save herself. So it's going to depend on how convincing she is. But one by one, a lot of people are leaving that sinking ship, and Trump's in trouble.
Let me a few seconds on this guy Vandersloot and the revival of the Holloway case.
Yeah, you know, he's away forever. He's now found religion, and so he has confessed. Prosecutors aren't going to bring charges of murder, and they really don't need to. He's already serving the proverbial life sentence for another murder, but at least it does put an end to this. Frankly, he was on charges of extorting the family of Natalie Holloway by saying, give me $200,000 and I'll tell you what happened.
Where she is, yeah, right. All right. There are some of the important elements of the charts from Talkers Magazine from this week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here at your service with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.